This is the Steve Cochran Show.
I'm trying to think. This is probably after 1979. All right, so look, in the summer of Steve, this Thursday after the show, I'm going to hustle to the airport to fly to upstate New York where I grew up. And there was this hot little five-year-old named Maureen that I used to chase around. And we started dating really late, well, after high school. And eventually got married. And, you know, she's had plenty of options, but she decided to hang out, which I appreciate. Now, honestly, if things go well at the reunion, the 40th high school reunion this weekend, imagine how excited I am. If things go well at the reunion, I think there's a chance I could get her to come home with me. Joining us now on the phone, Maureen Cochran. Good morning and welcome to the Steve Cochran Show.
Hey, thanks. Very happy to be here. Yeah.
Quite a thrill for you?
Yeah. I have an objection already to something you said.
What was that?
You would hustle to the airport. Now, I've been married to you for 36 years. I don't think I've ever seen you hustle. That's going to be a problem.
All right. Well, let's first off check your calendar. It's 35.
Almost 36.
The 40th high school reunion. Now, you've known me for a long time. I'm not kidding, since we were 5 years old.
Since you were five, yep.
At any point did I ever say, you know, it'd be great someday as if I could go to the 40th high school reunion. So I don't really have to go to this, do I?
No, I know you don't want to go at all. I was not the one that convinced you to go. I don't know that you would have gone if it was just me asking. But one of my friends, who we've also known since we were four, she asked you to go. She said, I think she offered you some of her really good Italian cooking. And you said, okay, I'll go if you'll cook me whatever dinner it was. Whatever arrangement you all have,
well, that's
you're going because of her.
We're speaking of your friend Rita, who threatened me. And she knows people. No, like, here's the thing. People listening right now, they go to their high school reunions, and I'm sure you have a great time. John, have you gone to yours?
No.
Okay.
I didn't have to.
Other than John, I think people go to their high school reunions, they have a good time. Dave, have you gone to yours?
I have not, but as I told Maureen on Friday, I went to my wife's 40th high school reunion like 2 summers ago.
Did you meet all the guys she dated?
I already knew a couple of them.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, but it was fun.
Maureen dated a lot of my friends. Yeah.
And you dated a lot of my friends, Steve. So
yeah, not
I
so
think
much.
We're pretty...
Okay. So anyway, we have friends that we've stayed in touch with through the years. And, you know, I grew up with some cousins as well. So we're close with those folks as well. I believe I'm in touch with everybody I need to be in touch with. So Friday night at this reunion, I don't know what I'm going to have to say to these folks. And I rarely don't have things to say.
You're going to find something to talk to them about. And after Friday night, we don't need to see them again after that anyway. So
you know,
it
promise?
Really make any difference. Well, until the next reunion, the 50th reunion, did Rita convince you to go to that? I'm not sure.
Yeah. No, I actually, in a odd sort of way, I'm looking forward to this. And I mean an odd sort of way.
Yeah. The people that say they're coming, I know you're going to have some interest in talking to them, even if it's just to talk about them after we leave.
Well, yeah, the ride in the car while I'm driving you and your drunken friends back to wherever, because I'll be the sober one.
I have no doubt that you will have a much better time than you think you're going to have now. But I'm curious, Maureen, do you have any anxieties at all going into this?
For myself or for Steve? What do you think?
Well, you don't need to be anxious for me. Do you have any anxieties for you?
No. It's 100... If everyone shows up, it's 156 people, like you said, 10 of which I, you know, adore and, you know, want to maintain some relationship with them, and 140 others that I don't need to. So, all good.
Yeah, but you're the life of the party. Let me be honest. John, you've met Maureen.
Yes.
Dave, you as well.
Yes, I have.
She's all fun. She just asked Abigail. She's all fun, and she'll be great at the party. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go up to people. I'm going to interview them. Hey, what have you been up to? Hey, how's it going? No kidding. How are your kids? You
got a break for a live read. I got a break for a live read.
Yeah, and then I'm going to move on to somebody else because I just, you know, you like people very much, and I like some people.
That is true. That's true. And then You can tell if you're disinterested because you'll ask them the same question two or three times. So how many, you got grandkids yet? And then they'll say, yeah, I have two, and then you'll forget what they said, and 2 minutes later you'll say, hey, got any grandkids?
Actually, going to school, going to high school in a small town. And I had a great time in high school, by the way. Home life, not so much, but a great time in high school. And a lot of fun. And it was sort of an escape. And, it was a good thing. But is everybody the same way? I mean, from the time I left high school, because they told me I had to now.
But you did get a degree, remember? You got that diploma, Steve.
Yeah, it's the last one.
It was iffy there for a while, but then you did get it.
So. Yeah, well, you know, I'm smarter than I look. So after that graduation, you truly mean what you wrote in your yearbook. We're always going to stay in touch. We're always going to be friends. Right. Is everybody the same? Is everybody on this show, for instance, that's been out of high school for a little while, and that's everybody? Not counting the producers. Have you stayed in touch with more than, say, 10 people?
No.
No.
I mean, that's just life, right?
No. Yeah. How many people, Maureen, how many graduated in your class? Was it actually 156 or something like that?
Yeah, that's the number.
Yeah.
That's the number.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think that makes a difference? My graduating class was like 1,100.
Right.
And 156 graduated?
And I keep in touch with 156.
Oh, I see. So it's exponential.
But I'm just saying.
Well, and this 156 people we went to kindergarten with, too. It's not like, you know, we've known them.
There's more history
for you guys. 20-year relationship with them, yeah.
Much more history.
So you're saying I'm a jerk for not staying in touch with
more
than 10 people.
You're a jerk. You're a complete. Maureen and I talked about this at dinner last night. You are a complete.
This is a real shock to the listeners. So what's going to happen at the reunion? Are there going to be any fun games we can play?
Well, I'm sure they'll be playing some 70s music, Steve. So there's going to be some dancing, which I know you're excited about.
As long as we're doing Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Ohio Players, I'll be fine.
Precious and Few, that was our prom theme, remember?
That was our prom theme.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Precious so and good. Few. Yep, that was it.
Can we bring Abigail?
You can ask. I always tell you can ask. I doubt they're going to say yes, but you can always ask.
We're kind of in no man's land here because we have grandbaby number two who could come at any time.
Yes.
And if the baby shows up while we're gone, I will be gone faster than I was in 1979. And it's weird, right? Because I'm going to know this kid for the rest of my life. So what's the hurry? Well, I mean, have you met your grandkids? Of course there's a hurry. So we're hoping that Lauren, as uncomfortable as she is in this heat, waits another week or so. All right, so I have nothing to worry about, huh?
Steve, you have nothing to worry about. You said I was the life of the party, but you're the life of the height of the senior class, for goodness sake. Everyone's always wondering what Steve Cochran was going to do, what antic was going to occur that day, you know? So you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
I got kicked out of algebra permanently twice.
Permanently twice?
That's true story.
Yeah.
That's not even good math.
He used to do the announcements every day. You guys know that, right?
So no, I didn't know that.
That's my break in show business.
And tell you when the GAA was meeting and all that kind of stuff, and then he'd skip out of school. And then for some reason he was able to convince most of us that, no, you didn't hear me. I wasn't there.
Did you do the cafeteria menu?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yep, he did.
Holy cow. Who was your number one best friend in high school?
That was Steve, for sure. No, that was Steve.
I was not your number one best friend.
Yes,
stop it.
You were.
That's not true.
You were. By the time we got to be seniors, you were my best friend, for sure.
Because I was trying to fool around with you. Hello.
With all my drama and trauma. Yep.
But who was your best female friend? It was probably Rita and Diane, right?
Those women that are still in my life. Yep.
Yeah.
And Rita, I've known since I was four, and Diane I've known since fifth grade. So, yep.
And in my case, it was the guidance counselor, Malcolm Head, Mr. Head. And you know why? Because I could talk him into anything.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I did the announcements, but then I went to the golf course. But look, I'm back now. Why so was everybody upset?
Wow.
All right, so we're doing this, huh?
We're doing it. I'm getting on a plane tomorrow, and you better show up on Thursday. That's what I said.
Let me tell you something. If this baby shows up on Thursday, you're solo. I'm telling you right now.
John, will you get Steve to the airport on Thursday?
You got it, Maureen. You
okay,
got it.
Good.
All right. Now, are you talking to other shows in town about this reunion? Or is it
I got
to
go. I got other people lined up.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show. We have no parting gifts for you.
Come on. I want the app gift card for sure.
All right. Fine. Okay. You do listen.
All right.
Have a good day.
See you guys.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
I'm in my going.
I know. It's just, but you know, most people go. I didn't know that.
I don't know why I'm apprehensive about this. And I'm not nervous
plus,
in front of anybody.
Pretty successful, you know. I mean, it's like you could be kind of the cock of the walk there.
Think
you know
guys walk in, hand out hundreds,
pretty much.
Hello, yeah. Daddy Warbucks.
Hi.
Is here.
How you doing?
No, I mean, I don't know why I'm apprehensive about this. I don't.
I'm telling you, I went to my wife's, and granted, it was local. But I had a good time. It was kind of fun. I heard some stories I hadn't heard.
Oh, that's good.
And
they used them against her?
And the one advantage I had, there was a bar.
Oh,
they,
please.
That won't help you.
A lot of people went over because they said, where's Dave?
He's at the bar.
They go over there.
You might want to bring your walk-up music, too, and have the DJ. If there's a DJ.
That's good. That is good.
Now, your wife, Karen, is nothing but fun, too. She like Maureen. So I assume she had tons of friends from high school?
Yeah, and she had friends who were living out of the country who flew in for this.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was, she was apprehensive about going, but she was really glad she went. And I was glad for her, and I was glad I went along.
Well, 40 years down the road, there's going to be people you can't identify, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what do we do about that, DNA?
Well, that's why you have the Hello, My Name Is... Yeah. Tags on.
I'm not wearing a name tag.
Well, there he goes. Already starting. He's not even there yet.
The rules may apply to others. They don't apply to
me.
I'm not wearing a name
tag. I'm not wearing a mate. It's not going to happen.
Bear with me. I'm new. I'm not going to have to wear like a pin on my shirt. All right. So next week we'll have plenty to talk about when reunion report is in. But if anybody's got any advice on this, now in all seriousness, if you care about me at all, 312-981-7200. If you have any advice on getting through your high school reunion, let me know.
You know, I forgot about that with the name tags for the members of the class from that year. They had their high school yearbook pictures on the pre-printed name tags.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's kind of a cool idea.
So
that would help. That would definitely help. Yeah.
You should have seen my hair then. Woo! Better than today. Now, I will say this, and it was nice of Maureen not to bring this up. She's in the High School Athletic Hall of Fame. She's on New York State basketball championship team. She's a great swimmer, and she likes to remind me I'm not. However, there is a high school sports distinction. It doesn't have anything to do with playing football, which I was really average at, but I was a decent golfer. And we had one, for those of you old enough to remember, Sports Illustrated used to do a thing called the back page or the last page, which was actually a feature about some small town athletic achievements anywhere in the country.
Faces in the crowd.
Yeah, that's what it's called now. But I don't know if they called it then. But anyway, Sports Illustrated called our golf coach. We had won 94 consecutive matches, which is like 6-7 years of winning in a row. Well, maybe not that much, but a lot. And if we got to 100, they wanted to do a feature on us. See where this is going?
Yep.
I was on the team that lost number 95.
I was going to say, you know, and you're going back to reunion?
Well, the good news is 40 years later,
I'm
over
thinking?
It. 40 plus. 725.